AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia has released a U.S. Marine vet as part of a prisoner exchange. Trevor Reed had been in prison for nearly 3 years in Russia. It's an unexpected exchange in the middle of the Ukraine war. Reed's father, Joey, was asked by the AP what happened.
We think it was just an unclear policy decision by this administration. Obviously, no administration wants to make deals or trades for people, but most of them do.
Reed's mother, Paula, says they saw a video of their son and he didn't look good. She tells the AP they talked to him.
We asked him how he was doing and he said, "I'm fine," but he always says that even when he isn't. And he just didn't sound like his normal self. We kind of expected a little more excitement in his voice.
Yeah.
And he just sounded very subdued and not excited.
The U.S., for its part, returned Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian pilot who's been serving a 20-year federal prison sentence in Connecticut for a conspiracy to smuggle cocaine into the U.S. Russia cut off natural gas to NATO members Poland and Bulgaria and threatened to do the same to other countries, escalating the standoff over the war in Ukraine. Microsoft says cyber attacks by state-backed Russian hackers have destroyed data across dozens of organizations in Ukraine and produced a chaotic information environment. A new report says the Minneapolis Police Department engaged in a pattern of race discrimination for at least a decade, including stopping and arresting black people at a higher rate than white people. The report was ordered after George Floyd's death. This is Human Rights Commissioner Rebecca Lucero.
The investigation finds that without fundamental organizational culture change, reforming MPD's policies, procedures, and trainings will be meaningless.
Police in Mississippi say three people are dead in a standoff with police at a hotel on the Gulf Coast. The standoff with the suspect is now at a business a few miles away. Stocks have moved higher late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. Older people are worrying less about aging in place.
That's a key insight from a new Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Among those 65 and older, nearly 8 in 10 say they're extremely or very prepared to stay in their current home as long as possible. Doubts creep in for those ages 50 to 64. The majority who rate themselves as extremely or very prepared shrinks to about 6 in 10, blaming their financial situation. The poll also documented greater insecurity around aging in place for older Black and Latino Americans, the likely result of a deep-rooted wealth gap that markedly favors white people. I'm Julie Walker.
New York's highest court rejected the state's new congressional district map, which has been widely seen as favoring Democrats. The state's Court of Appeals agreed in a ruling with a group of Republican voters who sued, saying the district boundaries had been unconstitutionally gerrymandered. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.